Hello.
Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Now, to begin, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper,
no,
an advertising agency? Thank you. And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, or not registered in a party?
Republican.
Thank you. And as you may know, very few people actually vote in primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary election for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices like school board on Tuesday, August 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
I'm very likely to vote.
Thank you very much. And what is your main racial background? Are you African American or Black, Asian or Asian American, White or Caucasian or Hispanic?
White.
Thank you. And just to make sure we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age? Are you between 18 and 45, 36 and 55? 56 and 65, 66 and 75, or over 75 years old?
66 to 75.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, would you say things in your community are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
They're on the wrong track.
Thank you. And from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials focus on most to help you and your family? Is it overdevelopment, hurricane and flooding preparation, traffic and congestion, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, abortion, housing and property insurance costs, illegal immigration, K-12 education, or crime and public safety?
Inflation.
Thank you very much. Now, you will now be given a list of some public officials in Florida and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a very favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate so as well. The first one is Donald Trump.
Favorable.
And is that somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Then we have Joe Biden.
Not favorable at all.
And is that a very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. And finally, we have Ron DeSantis.
Favorable. Very favorable.
Thank you. Now, the remainder of the survey is going to focus on the issue of education in your community. From the following list, which issue should your county school board focus on most to improve K-12 education? Is it increasing teacher pay, allowing teachers to enforce classroom discipline, ensuring well-qualified teachers are hired and retained, strengthening school safety and security measures, increasing school choice options, reducing class sizes, or improving the academic grading of schools?
I would have to say to make sure the teachers, that we have quality teachers.
Ensuring well-qualified teachers are hired and retained?
Yes.
Thank you. And you will now be asked about some organizations and groups you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate so as well. The first one is charter schools.
Favorable.
And is that somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Then we have your county school board.
No opinion.
Thank you. Then we have traditional public schools.
Favorable.
And is that somewhat or very favorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Then we have teachers' unions.
Not favorable.
And is that very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable? Thank you. Your local PTA or PTO?
No opinion.
Private schools?
Favorable.
Somewhat or very?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Then we have teachers.
Very favorable.
And Moms for Liberty.
And what?
Moms for Liberty.
Favorable.
And is that somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Thank you very much. Now, generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the job that your county school board is doing?
No opinion.
We do have a scale, if that helps. We have strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
For the school board?
Excuse me?
What was the last question? I'm sorry.
Yes, we have the scale. We have a scale, if that helps. We have strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove of the job that your county school board is doing.
I'm not going to answer that question because I don't know. I haven't been in this county long enough to know.
Okay, thank you. Let's move on then.
That's why I said no opinion, but okay.
Yeah, thank you. And how would you rate the quality of schools in your neighborhood? Would you say they are excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
I don't know. I have no idea.
And based on what you've heard, people commenting on the street, your neighbors?
I have no idea.
Okay, that's fine. Now, which of the following best describes you? Local educational issues are not much of interest to me at all. Or, although they are not top-of-mind concerns, I consider myself somewhat engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community, or I consider myself extremely engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community.
Not interested.
Not at all?
Somewhat, no.
Oh, because we do have one for somewhat and one for not at all. Where do you fall?
Yeah, not at all.
Okay, thank you. And which of the following comes closer to your opinion? We need to better fund our public schools. While educational choice is nice, it takes money out of public schools and gives them to wealthy private schools. Or parents should have more educational options so their children can go to the schools that best serve their needs, regardless of their zip code or income.
Yes, parents should have more of a choice.
Thank you. And as you may know, the elections for school board are nonpartisan, meaning that the party affiliations of the candidates do not appear on your ballot. So which of the following comes closer to your opinion? The political party affiliation of a school board candidate, it is important because it will help me choose the candidate that best shares my values, or the political party affiliation of a school board candidate is not important to me. We should keep politics out of the classroom, and I will support the candidates based on their individual policies and priorities.
We should keep the politics out of the school board.
Thank you. Now, which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Many school board meetings have become too heated and political. Parents should trust the school board members they elected and try to avoid confrontation with them. Or, parents have a right to criticize their school board members if they disagree with actions they have taken. Parents are the ultimate authority when it comes to their child's education.
Yep. The parents should be involved. They do have a say. They should be able to be heard and be very involved with their children's decisions.
So the second one?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but this is the last section of the survey, and we will be finished. Thank you. Now, you will now be given a series of issue positions that a candidate might hold. Would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election for school board? If each may make would make no difference, you can indicate so as well. The first one is, a candidate who supports making classrooms cell phone and social media free zones during school hours.
What now? I'm sorry, I didn't get that one.
Yes, a candidate who supports making classroom cell phone and social media free zones during school hours.
Keeping the social and everything out of the school during school hours, you're saying?
Yes, basically.
Yeah, then that's what I would vote for. I would vote for that.
Would that make you somewhat more likely or much more likely to vote for the candidate?
Yeah, much more likely.
Thank you. That we have a candidate who supports increasing public school funding to put more money in the classroom and raise teacher salaries.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely to vote for that candidate?
Somewhat likely.
Thank you. Then we have a candidate who supports increasing educational options for parents regardless of their income or zip code.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. Then we have a candidate who supports the parental rights in education law that prevents elementary school teachers from teaching about sexual orientation and gender identity to young students.
Yes, teachers have no business teaching gender. That should stay with the family members, not the teachers.
So would that make you much more likely to vote for them or somewhat more likely?
Very likely.
Much more?
Okay. Much more, yes. Yes,
then
I would be more than likely to vote against them. Not for them, against them.
Thank you.
Does not belong in schools.
Thank you.
That should stay within the parents and in everybody's own home.
Yes, I understand.
I'm not part of the woke group, no.
Thank you. Now, a candidate who supports putting uniformed police officers in every school in Florida?
Yeah, if it's needed. I mean, you know, it's a shame that's where we're living at today, but yeah, that's the world we live in today, so yeah,
yes.
I would support
and
that.
Using the scale, would that be much more likely or somewhat more likely to vote for that candidate?
More likely to vote for them.
Somewhat or much more?
Much more.
Much more. Thank you. Then we have a candidate who wants to ban the teaching of critical race theory in our classrooms, which says America has a history of racism and white supremacy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that should be taught in school so that we can learn about it.
Oh, but the statement was a candidate who wants to ban the teaching of critical race theory in our classrooms, which says America has a history of racism and white supremacy. Yes.
Right. Okay. I got it.
So using the scale, where do you fall? Somewhat less likely, much less likely, or?
Someone that's wanting to ban it in the schools, I would be more likely.
Somewhat more likely or much more likely to vote for that candidate?
Much more likely.
Thank you. Then we have a candidate who supports protecting girls' sports program by banning the participation of biological males who identify as female.
I would definitely more likely vote for them.
Much more or just somewhat?
Much more, yeah.
Thank you. Then we have a candidate who supports enacting term limits on school board members, meaning that school board members could only serve 2 terms or 8 years.
Yes. I would vote for that. Very likely.
Much more
yeah.
Or somewhat?
Yeah, much more.
Thank you. Now we have third to last. A candidate who supports a slight increase to property taxes to increase teacher pay, renovate and construct new school buildings, and improve school security.
No, I wouldn't vote for that.
And would that make you somewhat less likely or much less likely to vote for that candidate?
No, somewhat likely. Somewhat less likely. Less likely, yes. Okay. Somewhat less likely, correct.
Thank you. Now, second to last, we have a candidate who wants to increase transparency so parents can have a complete understanding of what their child is being taught in the classroom.
Amen to that. Yep, I would very much be voting for that. Yeah, very likely.
So much more likely?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And lastly, we have a candidate who wants our schools to get back to the basics of learning, like reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Yeah, imagine that concept there. That's where it should be all the time. Yes.
So would that make you much more?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Much more likely to vote for him, yes.
Thank you. Now you will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish, and this is just for classification purposes. The first one is, how long have you lived in Florida? 5 years or less? Between 6 and 10 years? Between 11 and 20 years, or more than 20 years all of life?
Almost 70 years all my life.
Thank you. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
And would you call yourself somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Very.
Thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school?
College graduate.
Thank you. Do you have any children or grandchildren age 18 and currently who attend school?
Yeah. Well, I have grandchildren, yes.
And do they attend a traditional public school, a public charter,
yes,
or magnet school? Traditional public school?
Yes, yes. Yeah, a couple. I'm doing both in private and then a couple of charters, yeah.
Oh, a couple of charters.
Thank you.
Now, generally speaking, how often do you or does someone in your household check your mailbox? Every day? Not every day, but multiple times per week? I'm sorry. Let me repeat it. How often do you or does someone in your household check your mailbox? Every day.
Every day.
Not.
Yes. Okay. Every day.
And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience, and we really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.